Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative. How healthy are your soils? Well, join no-till on the plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
Keynote speaker at this year's Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Annual Convention was Dr. Tom Feel, the director of the Paul Engler Chair of Agribusiness Entrepreneurship at the University of Nebraska. He's a big believer in the beef industry, and he says we've got a great product that consumers like. And he says one of the key attributes of today's beef that we often don't brag enough about is the concept of today's beef being fresh.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we have today that is one of our signature advantages is that we sell our product as a fresh product by and large. There are some frozen entrees and frozen patties, et cetera, but by and large we're selling a fresh product, and fresh is absolutely what drives the marketplace today. So I think we want to hang on to that. I think we want to rethink our packaging. Our packaging is very, very uninspiring, and we need to work on that. The product itself, when we look at the protein per calorie, the nutrient per calorie, the flavor, the entire palatability eating experience that comes from a beef meal, whether it's a whole muscle or a ground beef or a brisket or a pulled beef product, the flavor's there, the nutrients are there. We've done a very, very good job in terms of safety as an industry. We need to never let up on that. I feel really good about our product.
Dr. Phil alluded to one of the things that he sees as a weak point for the beef industry right now, packaging. He explains how it can be better.
Well, from a packaging perspective, I've never understood why we don't put an image on our packaging. I mean, by and large, we put stuff in a styrofoam tray. We've made some of those trays black now, which is kind of cool. It creates a different image. And then we wrap cellophane over the top of it and slap a label on it that's more or less nondescript. Just walk through this convention. There are some of the most iconic faces in America in this group. I mean, men and women, kids, families, those faces are the story of our product. And I've never understood why we didn't put our landscape and the faces of our people on our product, because, in fact, it's our greatest selling point. I think it's what creates the connection to consumers is when they recognize that there are these very intentional, hardworking, thoughtful people raising food for them.
Dr. Tom Field, Cattleman of the Year, as honored by the Oklahoma Cattlemen at their annual convention. Lloyd Ely from Duncan, their state legislative award handed out to State Representative Scott Biggs, and the Distinguished Service Award from OCA given to Blaine Arthur, longtime Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture for Oklahoma under the past two Secretaries of Agriculture. She's now moved to the Oklahoma 4-H Foundation. You've got Farm News on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Farm News, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.